Well, welcome to my daily teaching video. It is great to have you here with me. Why not join me by getting your Bible, notepad and pen, and maybe a really good cup of coffee. Hey, we've been teaching, I began yesterday, and all week long I'm teaching about prayer. And more importantly, prayer that brings results. Prayer that actually changes things. Prayer that gets breakthrough. Not prayer as a sort of aesthetic valve to just release pressure. When in doubt, pray. We need to pray about that. And prayer should bring results. Prayer should change things. And I encourage you to come on this journey with me. I actually encourage you to create a list of the things you are praying about right now. What do you specifically believe in God for in this season? And I'm going to teach you really clearly how to turn those prayers into tangible results. The Bible doesn't say follow people who speak eloquently. It says follow those who through faith and patience inherit promises. If I say I'm a leader in the body of Christ, if I say I'm a leader in this church, if I come to you and said, hey, you should follow my leading as a man of God, you have the right to say to me, you have a right to look at my character or my family, my marriage, my different things like that. But you'd also have a right to say, show me the promises that you have inherited. Show me what your faith has built. Show me what your faith has produced. Show me that your faith is not simply just empty words thrown about like that. So we're going to jump into that day two in a moment. Hey, real quick, if you are on my YouTube channel, it's great to have you here. We have over 1 million subscribers. Please consider hitting the subscribe button down there and joining that Holy Ghost bunch. Secondly, I don't want to spend too long talking about me, but the best way of keeping in touch with me is my weekly email newsletter. Again, link below, and I believe that will bless you. We put out lots of good things, including book reviews, where I'm traveling, thoughts, videos, free things. Great way of keeping in touch with my ministry, free email newsletter. Sign up below. And lastly, a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. I have this amazing group of partners from all the corners of the earth, and we'd love to have you as part of that group. Again, there's a link below where you can find out more about becoming a partner. Pray about that. Boom. So let's talk about prayer. Talk about prayer, baby. And I want to actually read you a whole list of scriptures. I'm not even going to ask you to turn to them today. But just listen to this. John 14:13. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. John 15:16, you did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you that you'd go forth and bear fruit, and whatever you'd ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. John 16:23, most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask in the Father in my name, he will give it to you. John 16:24, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:26, in that day you will ask in my name, for the Father himself loves you because you've loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. Matthew 7:8, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. I can go on. Matthew 21:22, whatever you ask in prayer believing, you will receive. Mark 11:23-24, whosoever will say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Boom. I could go on, but I want you to see this. This is not some vague, you know, kind of half a verse and we base some teaching. Jesus taught about answered prayer again and again and again and again and again. In fact, I'd like to go further and suggest to you, Jesus never taught on unanswered prayer. Where is that passage? I challenge you, some of you evangelicals love teaching about unanswered prayer, about prayer that does not get an answer. And I tell you, that prayer simply doesn't exist. You know, there was a wonderful man, he's gone to be with the Lord now, named Colin Urquhart, a fellow Brit, real man of faith, great guy, used by the Holy Spirit in several moves of God. And there's a book he wrote years ago that I really remember, actually two books. One called Faith for the Future and one called Anything You Ask. The book Faith for the Future is more a biographical, autobiographical book, at least for a section of his life. And I'll never forget it. There's a time in this book, and if I'm getting some of the details wrong, forgive me, but be a Berean, check me out there. But I think he recounts he was invited to be a speaker in Australia in a conference, and he went there, and he came more from an Anglican background, Episcopalian, traditional. He'd been touched by the Holy Spirit, and he's got a kind of a ministry of renewal, a ministry where, you know, God is doing great things, touching people, healing people, but not so much a faith background. And he said the other speaker in this conference was a Pentecostal preacher, and he recounts, if I think I'm correct in saying that he disliked everything about this Pentecostal preacher. This guy, Colin Urquhart, was quiet and, you know, British and sensible or whatever. The other guy was loud and screaming all the time, sweating and, you know, thumping the pulpit and talked an awful lot about money. God wants you to be rich, all this kind of thing. And he said everything in this guy just gave him the creeps. Everything in this guy he didn't like. And yet, and I really love this about this guy, he said, this guy had a message of faith that was real that I didn't have. The point I'm making is he could see everything that he considered wrong in this guy, and yet he saw something this guy knew, something this guy had that was real, that actually had incredible value and that he didn't have. And rather than being a critic of all the things he didn't like, he said, I'm going to become a student of what he did like. I'm going to take the meat and spit the bones. And again, in his thinking, there were probably a lot of bones there, but he really, you know, decided he wanted to learn. And he said he suddenly realized this man had such a simple and yet powerful conception of faith. This man preached and yet genuinely believed that if God said it in his word, God would do it. If God said it, that was it. End of discussion. There's no if, but, qualification, maybe. If God said it, you could get out of the boat and walk on water simply because God had said the words come. And this man began to, you know, literally change, and it revolutionized everything he thought about faith and about prayer. And he began praying for the smallest, the weirdest, sometimes the most insignificant things, but having an absolute faith that if God said it, God will do it. And he didn't adopt the man's style or some of his beliefs about money, whatever. You know, my point is, but he honored that message. And this guy, Colin Urquhart, walked and lived and taught that message for the rest of his life. And I want to lay that foundation in your heart today, that so much of what we've heard about unanswered prayer is untrue, is unbiblical. When I first met my wife, we'd known each other about 2 or 3 weeks, and we were having lunch one day. And my wife once said to me, she said, I've never prayed a single prayer that God didn't answer. I was like, wow. And later that day, she called me on the phone and she told me, she said she needed to apologize. She said, you just remembered a prayer she prayed that God didn't answer. She said, when she was a little girl, she asked Jesus for a pink bicycle and it never came. And of course, I started being clever, rational, religious, and evangelical again. Well, in the mighty wisdom of God, you know. And I think I made the comment to her, well, God always answers prayer, but sometimes he says no. My wife asked, shot back, is that in the Book of Mormon? Because it's not in the Bible. And we had our first argument, I think, over answered and unanswered prayer. It's a true story. My wife hung up the phone, drove back to her parents' home in a little village called Boissy-l'Aillerie near Paris. And that day, the day after the lunch, like she got back maybe 3, 4 in the afternoon, there was a box outside her parents' home with her name on the box. And when she opened the box, there was a brand new Child's Pink bicycle in the box. Now, go figure. What I want to say to you is I think you need to take a step of faith and let go of this concept that God doesn't answer prayer. I think in a sense we'd be far better praying less and verifying God's will and coming to God on the basis of his promises, coming to him as a son, not as a beggar or a servant, praying as a bride and not as a widow. How we pray, how we approach, has far more to do with answered prayer than simply what we choose to pray for. Selah. Guys, I'm out of time today, but I'm going to be back tomorrow and give you some real practical keys to getting your prayers answered. I'm going to do a Q&A at the end of the week. If you have a question about the subject, I'd love to tackle that for you. Thanks for watching. Again, hit the subscribe link, sign up for our email newsletter, and consider becoming a partner to this ministry. Bless you.